Anyways, can we record a podcast with you on it?
Go.
What are we talking about?
About this issue of like MySpace and community guidelines and stuff like that. So we're here at this is Robert Scoville of PodTech.net, and we're here at GnomeDex, and we're talking about Second Life. And my son just got banned from Second Life because he's not old enough to be in Second Life, and we were talking about what that means, you know, and what's going on. Do you guys have kids?
I don't.
You don't?
No, I don't.
I do. He's seven.
He's seven? And does he want to play on some of these virtual
worlds? He definitely wants to play in any of the virtual worlds he can get his hands on.
Yeah. And so the issue, I guess, is MySpace just got sued for $30 million by a parent who had a kid who was sexually assaulted, allegedly. And that's putting pressure on manufacturers like Linen Labs or service providers like Linen Labs to keep kids out of their services because they don't want to get sued. Right? How do you think that should play out? Do you think parents should be able to explicitly, you know, say I want my kid in there?
I think parents should be able to. Well, first, the responsibility falls on the parents to actually educate their children properly as to where and where not to go, and explain the whys and where to for us. And secondly, they should be able to have some measure to trust their children to do it properly. If they're doing their job, they can't just always put the onus on the other person to do their job. Responsibility has to follow the parents.
But in the adult version of Second Life, which you have to be 18 to be in, I've walked into rooms where there's sex acts taking place, and I've walked into other rooms where there's gambling taking place. And shouldn't we protect society, you know, our kids against seeing that kind of stuff?
Well, just like movies have ratings, bars, you have age limits, anything else, there's limits, and there should be certain limits placed on access to children because children are innocent. They're naive and they're learning everything they see.
Right.
No question. But big part of the responsibility is with the parents also.
Yeah. We have Beth Goza, actually, who is... What's your title at Linden? You work at Linden Lab,
I right? work at Linden Lab. My title is Enthusiasm Dispenser.
And you're not dispensing very much enthusiasm right here. Which, well, we love Second Life, right?
I'll try.
You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the rules for working with Linden Labs.
Okay. So we have two grids. We have a teen grid, which you have to be between 13 and 17 to have access. And the best way to, I guess, verify that is we ask the parent to enter a credit card.
Yeah.
And then we can do any follow-up or tracking so that teen's account is tied to some real life information.
Right.
And then we have a main grid, which you have to be 18 and older to be on.
Yes.
And we were doing credit card, SMS, or PayPal validation. We're currently experimenting not doing validation to see kind of how that plays out. So that's been really interesting. But we're keeping it on for the teen grid.
Right. How do you enforce the age limits?
So the way we enforce the age limits, it's really interesting. On the teen grid, it's a matter of really relying on the teens to report adults on the grid. And believe it or not, the culture of the teen grid is to report adults. They don't like having adults on their grid.
Yeah.
So more often than not, the struggle is with teens on the main grid.
Yeah.
And if they make it obvious that they're a teenager, residents will report it to us and we'll verify the account asking for ID or age verification. And if they're too young to be on the main grid, they get kicked back to the teen grid.
Okay.
Or if they're too young to even be on the teen grid, we ask them not to return until they're old enough.
Right. Now, why is there a 13-year-old age limit for
because
the
teen that's group? Actually the Child Internet Protection Act that Washington passed draws the line at 13 for kids to have sort of internet activity, I think,
really?
Where they give information. You know how when, okay, like, you're asked for your birth date, you have to verify that you're either over 13 or you can't be on there?
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
So that's kind of the cutoff that the government's given.
Got it. And why did Linden Labs choose to have an adult and a teen grid? Why didn't they just put them all into one area?
Well, it was interesting. When the main grid first started, and it's still the case, we have two designations for areas on the main grid. One is PG and one is mature. And we have rules around behavior, language, imagery for each of those regions. Yeah. And so you could almost argue, well, couldn't we have had the PG areas be 13 and up and the mature areas be 18 and up? The issue is then you would have adults still interacting with kids, and there's that whole issue of predators in chat rooms. And so really the decision was less about the content and more about kids interacting with adults in an environment where they might, well, back to the MySpace argument, I don't know if they're, I don't think they're necessarily responsible, right. But we're just trying to prevent that type of situation where maybe a kid portrays himself as being older, an adult portrays themselves as being younger, and then the child finds himself in a compromising situation.
Okay. I'm a second life lawbreaker.
You are. I know.
So what's going to happen to me? I had my 12-year-old son on stage here at Gnomedex demoing second life.
You know, it's really interesting. I was trying to find out what we do, and usually the case is that the child's sort of on the main grid without the parent's consent. Yep. And so that's an easy one. You know, we just catch them and kick them to the teen grid. When the parent's providing access, I think in that case, well, in your case, since he's using your account, that's a violation of terms of service. We could probably do something with that. Let's say you allowed him to open his own account, and it was by permission. I mean, we would probably cancel his account and explain to you why. It's like you were saying, I mean, you're a parent. On the one hand, you have a right to determine what your child is and is not exposed to.
Right.
However, we're a private service, and we can determine who we do and do not want to access our service.
Right.
And in our case, we felt like, you know, being 18 and up made sense for the mature grid.
So what happens now that I'm kicked off? Do I have any appeals?
I think since you and I know each other, we can probably discuss this. And I do think it's great that your son...
Arbitration, yeah. Are we going to get arbitrated by the community here?
I think the fact that your son's close to 13, I'm just going to ask him to have some patience and wait for the teen grid.
Okay.
And one thing that would make sense down the road is some type of open age grid that's only accessible to families. You know, and so we're growing by leaps and bounds, and we're almost being pushed faster and farther than we expected. We have corporations who are like, well, we want to be in Second Life, but again, just like... within a corporate environment, you want to restrict what people see on the internet. They want to restrict what people can do in Second Life. So I think we're getting all these requests now for grids that are based on sort of either the nature of the person that's on the grid or the reason for being there.
If my son builds something in the teen grid, can I move that over to the adult grid in my area?
No, we don't allow transfer of objects. And that, again, that's mainly because we would then have to police the nature of the objects being transferred.
Yeah, that was one reason that I liked him where I was, because he was building stuff for me. He's far more skilled.
Child labor,
yeah. And he works cheap. Well, he's not really working cheap. He's getting a $2,000 MacBook out of me.
Yeah.
So.
it's going to be interesting because, to some extent, we think of Second Life as the future of the internet, which is a 3D interactive internet. And if the internet itself had been restricted by age, I don't know if it would have ever been as successful as it is.
Right.
So.
Well, thanks for coming on PodTech.net.
Thank you for asking me.
Thanks.